Jo Malone is one of the UK's most successful businesswomen. But her success didn't come from privilege. Brought up in a council estate, Jo built a global fragrance brand from her kitchen table and sold it for millions.
I'm living proof that you can absolutely start with nothing, grab hold of your dream, and go on to be really successful.
Jo turned her passion into a business empire. Now she wants to help others do the same.
That's what I wanted to see all those weeks ago, and I'm just thrilled that it's now in your hands.
Eight people will be given the chance to transport their homegrown creations from the tabletop into British shops.
Can it really be done? Well, I wouldn't be standing here if I didn't believe it could be. But is it going to be tough? I promise you it's not going to be an easy ride.
If they can make the grade, they'll get the chance to pitch to some of Britain's biggest retailers.
We are going to open doors to some of the greatest business minds that this country has to offer. Potentially, it could actually change their whole lives.
Helping Jo is Nick Leslaw. With an investment portfolio worth several billion, he's just the man to show them how to deal with the harsh realities of business.
You have so little time that you still have a mountain to climb.
Jo and Nick have given themselves just 3 months to prepare these fledgling businesses.
I have to be absolutely convinced that person, their product and their story is ready for the pitch of a lifetime. If they're not, I'm afraid those doors are not going to open.
They'll examine their business potential.
If you do that, you're out the door.
Yeah.
It's over.
This whole process that you've gone through, I'm sorry to say it, but it's ridiculous.
What you have to do now is train your brain to be creative in business.
Put their products under close scrutiny.
You have to learn to listen.
It was like taking a scissors to my heart.
And bring in industry experts to help transform their brands.
Why are you being a smartass? You know what I'm saying.
If I was a buyer, I'd say that's nice and I would walk away.
Only then can Jo and Nick decide whether they're ready to pitch to a major retailer, bringing them one step closer to their high street dreams.
You once told me that this was your dream, but we're going to make your dream come true.
Yeah!